and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. So Pastor Kevin, would you come up? Come on, you guys, give it up for Pastor Kevin Wright. I love this guy. He'll be around a lot, you know. Anytime we can get him, we grab him, and he had a date opening, and, you know, he's so busy. I mean, you are, man. You're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So I'm just so excited to have him here. And you know what, guys? If you know, I know we do our regular tithes offerings in the black boxes, but give towards him today. We'll do an offering for you as well, you know, and sow into his life and Terry's life. We want to bless them as they come and minister the word. So all you can do is this Kevin Wright on a check, drop it in the black box, and we'll get it to you so you can keep preaching in Pakistan. You can keep preaching everywhere you go. You just came back from Puerto Rico. He was preaching. Wherever he's at, he's preaching. So I just love the adventure that God's taking you on, and I hope to tag along on a couple of them in the near future, all right? Man. So, brother, I give you the floor. Man, just tell us about Jesus, all right?
I love y'all. Hey, y'all give it up for Pastor Kevin and Lisa. Love you guys. I want to say how honored I am to be here and hang with your family. This church family is really awesome. Anytime you go to a church and you hear anything about missions, you're at a good place. When a church is touching the world, I wouldn't go to a church that don't touch the world. I just wouldn't. If the gospel shall be preached to the what? Whole world, then the end will come. Glory to God. We got to get the gospel out. So I really am excited to be here. I love you guys. Well, we're going to get in the word. He said that I can go to about 3 or 4 p.m. this afternoon. And so since this is second service, 3, 4, 5 p.m. Look at y'all. Y'all thinking fried chicken is what you're thinking right now. I ain't going to be able to get my fried chicken. All right, let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy. When you get there, say, I got it. Open your iPhone, your iPad, and open your eyelids. And let's get into Word. How many people love the Word? Man, I love the Word. Let me get there. I have it on my iPad, but I like my Bible. I like these. Don't you like those? Listen, turn the pages. You know, you don't hear pages many times anymore. Everybody's on the electronics. If this failed you, I would be the only one. I'm just playing. When you get there, y'all there? We're going to go with chapter 6. And today, if there was a title, we're going to call it Faith Fighters, all right? Faith Fighters. And we're going to hang out there, and I see so many people I know. God bless you. And let's welcome everybody watching online today. Welcome to Lighthouse Christian Church here. Come on, y'all give it up for them. We love you. So we're going to hang out here in chapter 6, and we're going to go with verse 12. Before we do that, we kind of want to set the stage for this. Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy at a time of false teachers. We're on the increase within the church in order to confront this onslaught to protect his congregation. There was an attack on Christianity and their confession of Christ. Paul addressed this, encouraged young Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Now, I would say this, you got this old guy, Apostle Paul, he's lived his life, he's lived what he preached, and now he's telling the young believer in Timothy, this is what I want you to do, I want you to fight the good fight of faith. Now, I kind of want to set the stage, I don't have all day to teach on it, but I want you to see that it's the older person who's endured hardship as a good soldier, and now he's telling young Timothy, I want you to do the same. Now, if you're 20 and under, raise your hand in here. If you're 20 and over, raise your hand. Okay. How about 20 to 25? 20 to 25. Okay, I like that age group. Now, I never did a study to see how old Timothy really was, but I want to break you off some wisdom. I almost said I want to break you off some of this Kit Kat bar. How many people remember those commercials? Now I'm dating myself back. Yeah, oh man. Anyways, I want to break you off a piece of this Kit Kat bar for the older generation that remembers those commercials. But I want to share with you because that generation, the younger generation, and I've got something for the older generation too, but the younger generation, they're the next ones that's going to carry the gospel until Jesus comes back. That generation is under attack more than it ever has been. The gospel in the United States is more under attack than ever has been. We see it in cancel culture. We see things happening where anytime someone says Jesus, they're doing censorship on anybody that's Christian and bringing the gospel out. Do y'all see this? Do y'all live here? Do y'all understand the words that are coming out my mouth? It's crazy times. We are living in crazy times. This is not grandma and grandpa's day. My grandma and grandpa are with the Lord, and I'm a little jealous of that, you know? Because what they saw and where we are now, they wouldn't want to be here. They wouldn't want to be here. I mean, I grew up in a day of time when we didn't have, you know, cell phones. We had beepers, pagers. Boy, I miss those days. Wouldn't that be awesome? To see the younger generation without an iPhone. They would go through withdrawals. That's why when I go to the... I've been asking my daughter, please come with me overseas. And I can't wait until she doesn't have signal. Father. And they can't get on social media. Why can't I get on media? Oh, we get to communicate and talk like normal people. Y'all, you know, that was grandparents' day. You know, you actually sat at the table and you talked and communicated and not be on the phone. I think sometimes families are texting each other while they're at the table. So what did you do today? Nothing. How are you? I'm doing pretty good. It's crazy. Wouldn't y'all say it's crazy times? 1 Timothy 6, Paul tells Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Everybody say it after me. Fight the good fight of faith. And then he kind of explains how to do it. And I want to keep reading here. It says, fight the good fight of faith. And here's how you do it. Lay hold on eternal life to which you are called and have professed a good profession or confession before many witnesses. Verse 13. I command you in the sight of God who gives life to all things in the sight of Christ Jesus, who testifies a good confession before Pontius Pilate. That is key. Now he explains, I want you to fight a good fight of faith. And then he says, this is how Jesus fought a good fight through his what? His confession. Jesus Christ stood before Pontius Pilate knowing that he would be crucified, knowing that he'd be going to the cross. And Pontius Pilate says, is it true? Are you the one they say you are? Knowing that the answer would send him to the cross. But that's where he was heading, just for you and I. And Jesus, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, confessed a good confession and fought a good fight of faith. He showed us how to do it. And right here he says, hey, Timothy, I want you to fight a good fight of faith and I want you to hold fast to your confession. You know, when we go overseas, not everywhere overseas, I remember when I was in Thailand, and I remember the person says, "We'll let you minister at this Buddhist school, but you cannot see Jesus." So immediately I'm thinking, how am I going to get the gospel out? And you know, the only way I can get to the school if I don't say Jesus. So I got to preach the gospel without saying Jesus. I said the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Come on. I said his name in every other name that represented Jesus, but not everywhere. Not everywhere can you say Jesus. Everybody say Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
is Lord.
Lord.
That's your confession of your faith. And I'm telling you right now, one day that confession will be challenged, resisted. There will be a day that there will be persecution, and there is persecution. But I'm talking about everybody's life persecuted for preaching, sharing the gospel. But the Bible says we are to fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because you're fighting. If you're not fighting, especially these younger generation, this is my 27th year preaching the gospel. I've been in this for 27 years, maybe 28 years. And I can tell you that maybe I'll be 50 in December, but I started preaching early on. I mean, I got saved and I became an instant preacher. I didn't go to church for like 3 years and say nothing. I became an instant preacher, started sharing Jesus with everyone. In 1 year's time, I think, you know, I won like 100 people to Jesus. In 1 year's time, I said, every day I'm going to try. I missed it by 200 and something. I said, well, every day I want to get someone born again. How many people love getting people born again? First service, somebody got saved. First service, somebody say praise God. So he's telling young Timothy, I want you to fight. I'm going to get this young people. My daughter's 20. I want you to fight a good fight of faith. I want you guys to fight a good fight of faith. We need you guys. If you're older, you need this next generation. Because our grandparents, my grandparents fought the good fight of faith. Grandpa Wright, Grandma Wright, they're with the Lord. My dad with the Lord. And they fought a good fight. How many people know Billy Graham fought a good fight? These heroes of faith, they knew what it was like to fight. But the thing I want to bring home to you, it is a fight. The Christian faith is a fight. You know, I've been doing jiu-jitsu, I think 12, 13 years, and I know this, that the word fight means to wrestle or grapple. And we're not to fight. There is a fight. We fight mental battles, don't we? The battle of the mind. Would you say you have to battle some thought life? You have to wrestle with some thoughts? Are y'all with me right now?
Yes.
There's a grappling match. We don't fight each other, but there is a fight. There's a grappling match going on. I don't know what's going on inside your head, but I don't know about y'all, but there's constant grappling going on inside this head and battle between these ears. Y'all don't look at me like you're so holy this morning. Some of y'all battled just to get here. It's a fight. Fighting requires grappling. You know, you're grappling with your thought life. Circumstances. People oppose you. Distractions. You know, we've never lived in such a more of a world full of distractions. Satan wants to get this culture, this next generation, just trapped in the culture, this new age stuff that's happening in our culture. And you'll hear it in a minute in the scripture, how ultimately they want to get this generation, they're so deceived that they'll start grabbing false teachings and stuff. Paul was telling young Timothy, I want you to fight with your faith. Somebody say, I'm a faith fighter. Your faith will be attacked. And he says, you're going to hold on to this faith by a good confession. You know, I remember when I was younger, we used to go witnessing all the time, sharing the gospel. And I remember my friend CT and I, we went to Church Street Station on Halloween night. And I'm telling you, man, we were having a good time preaching the gospel there. And I'll never forget that there was a homeless man, and I ended up sharing the gospel with him. And I said, hey, you know, is there any reason, this is how I get people born again, I always ask them this question, is there any reason why you can't receive Christ right now? And the answer is usually, most definitely always, there's not any reason why I can't receive him right now. Good, let's pray. And so I was leading this guy to prayer, and he was confession. He was doing his confession, Jesus Christ is Lord. In the middle of our prayer, some gang member came up while we were praying, and the gang member started cussing me out and cussing this guy out and cussing the gospel in the middle of my prayer. So he's here, I'm praying over him, and I can feel the spit hitting me in my face. And it's not like me, I wanted to stop praying, but that's not what the Bible says. He says, hold fast to your confession of faith. And I looked at that guy and said, man, let's just keep praying. And he confessed the word. I ended up praying for him. He had AIDS. I ended up laying hands on him. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and you'll be sick. It said, lay hands on the sick and they will what? So I prayed for him. He received Christ. When I got him praying, I don't know where that dude that was cussing me out, I have no clue where he went. This is what it means to hold fast to your confession of your faith. Young people, if I get a chance, 27 years in ministry to pass it down. This young lady that's going overseas, if I get a chance, hold fast to your confession of your faith. There will be moments, there will be times that you will battle fear. You know, when I was in Thailand, the dean of our school, there we would always go to a city and start worshiping. Start worshiping, and the crowd would come, and we'd have the interpreter. And the dean would say to everyone, I'm going to pick someone here in a minute to share the gospel. And I just prayed, God, don't let him pick me. Do not let him pick me. And we were taught to share the gospel in 10 minutes, because if you're going to share the gospel in 10 minutes, you got to have an interpreter. That means 20 minutes. You have to be able to share Jesus in 10 minutes' time to people maybe never even heard Christ. And he chose me. About all those people, man, I was so afraid to share the gospel. There's going to be times you lay hold of that good confession. You fight with your faith. That's what we're talking about. It's a good fight. It's good that you're not giving up. It's good that you're fighting. It's good that you're not letting the enemy back you into a corner. It's a fight. Because Satan does not want the church advancing. Every person in here will have a fight. Or you may be in a fight. For me, it was just years ago where I wasn't feeling Christ. I wasn't feeling His presence. Has anybody ever went in what they call the valley? Come on, has anybody ever been in the valley? I didn't feel Jesus. I didn't feel His presence. I'd go to church and everybody would be worshiping. I'd see somebody crying and they're just, you know, and I'm like, I couldn't even cry. I was numb to everything. Has anybody ever been there? Is anybody there? This is where your faith kicks in. Your faith will get you through some of the most toughest moments of your life. And it's faith in the Word. I know that. It's Jesus. It'll get you through the toughest times in your life, your greatest battles. You'll battle through tears, pain. I wasn't feeling Jesus, but I had my faith. I remember saying, I know what the Word says about me. Even though I don't feel Jesus, even though I don't even feel like He's answering my prayers, even though I feel like He's a million miles away from me, I'll never forget, I went down to the church, man. And I went into my church building and I just screamed as top of my lungs. I was just screaming. Just letting everything out, man. And I was like, God, where are you? And I was having, that was almost like a carnality fit. You ever had one of those? Like, it's not even God's fault. He's not even the blame. He's so good. And I'm yelling at him, man. Aren't you glad God can handle us? I mean, seriously, we are so dysfunctional. Have you ever looked at yourself? I mean, like right now, it's easy. Oh, that's good preaching. Boy, you haven't seen my life. There was moments in my life I was questionable why God even wanted me preaching. Who would even want to hear that guy? He is a mess. But have you ever looked at Jesus' disciples in the, you know, in the Gospels, who he chose? I mean, man, he chose Peter, this guy. He like went to cut somebody's head off. The dude went like that and cut the ear off. Gangster Jesus, man. He was a gangster, a gospel gangster. A gospel gangster, I tell you. He wasn't aiming. Nobody aims for an ear. If you think about it, you're like, no, he was going, man, he's like me. I was going for head. We're going to end this battle right now. I mean, but I was a mess. I yelled, I screamed, and the Lord, I just felt like God was like, yeah. Is this over yet? I wonder what sometimes God thinks of us. And I know God wasn't impressed with that little thing I was doing, but he just loved me. Aren't you glad he just loves you? I screamed, I'm yelling, where are you? I've been in this, I've laid my life down. I just want to know, Lord, where are you? I had to come back to my faith. My faith says, he's here, even if I don't feel him, even if I don't see him. Even if it don't look like he's working, he's... Come on, I said even if you don't feel like he's working, he's what? He's working. Y'all ain't with me. Y'all, I need some soul up in here now. Even if you don't feel like he's working...
He's working.
Come on, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You're going to make it through some tears, some pain, some bad days, some difficult times, because this is a fight. The good news is we know that Jesus Christ has already defeated the devil. I don't have to fight the devil. I have to fight the flesh. I have to fight bad thoughts. Like you get saved. I mean, I got saved. I still lust when I first got saved. God didn't take your lustful thoughts from you. You still had to contend. You still had to grapple with old devilish thoughts. I remember trying to get through lust. I didn't know much scripture, but I just said this one day. I remember thinking, this is going to be the craziest thing y'all have ever heard. I remember thinking, because when you're surfing, you're always at the beach. There's, you know, everybody's like got bikinis on. This is Florida. You know, I'm a man. And you know, I'm going to surf and I've got everybody laying out. It's the norm. So usually if you're surfing, you just check out, you know, you're looking at everybody. But I'm saved now. But I'm in a fight. And I remember just thinking, one day I was just thinking, what if you just, this is the, God used it for me. It may not use it for y'all. But what if you just peeled the skin off someone's butt and be like, hamburger. And I'm like, Sharon, I'm just thinking this. And I was like, all that is hamburger. And I've never went through the supermarket lusting over hamburger. Ooh, I'd like to get some of that hamburger. Boy, look at this hamburger. It's good. And I'll never forget, I'm going to say out loud every time I see a fine chick, hamburger. Hamburger! That's how I got through lust. That's true. Then I found out I could use scripture, but I didn't know any scripture. I just used hamburger. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everybody say, it's a fight. And then I used to take my board, and if there's a girl over here, I just kind of throw my board up right here between my face and get to the water as fast as I could. My wife says, why don't you lay out on the beach? I don't want to lay out with half-naked people all over the place. I want to get in the water. And I was surfing the other day at Playland Beach. And, you know, they closed all the piers down. And now it's 7-1. And all the nudies have come down to 7. I'm out there What is going on? Nobody wants to see that while they're surfing. That's a true story. Now I'm tempted people. They want to go now. Hamburger. Hamburger. Everybody say life is a fight. It's not a knowledge fight. We know that we don't battle. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We know there's principalities and powers and rulers in dark places. We know there's evil things happening, and we know that we have authority. Jesus already defeated the enemy. I don't have to fight the devil, but there is a fight. It's a good fight because we know that Paul is telling Timothy, you need to fight. Paul's telling Timothy straight up, you got to use your faith to fight. If you're battling a disease, you fight with your faith. If you're battling with addiction, you fight with your faith.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.